Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. My summer break officially started June 1st. I've talked before about being a teacher, and I had every intention last Thursday of putting out a summer episode. The teachers had finished there at the end of May, that Friday before Memorial Day break, but I had two extra days, and so I had a wonderful Memorial break and lots of relaxing and getting a few home projects finished up here before summer officially began. Then I went back for a final meeting and then an all-day training on the last day of May, and then June 1st was my first official day of summer. And I was going to put out my first summer episode and then kind of then contemplate on what would be next for the podcast over the summer. And as I was looking for a verse that would like inspire me, I was putting in summer, and one of the things that was in here that I was looking at was in Proverbs 30, verse 25, and it was talking about that ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. And in the Message version, it says, ants, frail as they are, get plenty of food in for the winter. And that was kind of what I was like starting to think about and process and be like, that's kind of what I want my summer to be. I want it to be a storing up of rest, a storing up of time, a storing up of memories for those fall and winter months where I'm busier and school is crazy and life does all the things that you know life does. And I want to be the little ant that's storing up this summer. And then also, you know, I was thinking I wanted to put forth episodes. And then I was listening to a podcast just this morning I love listening to. I don't know if you've heard of Emily P. Freeman, and she has the podcast, The Next Right Thing. And in her episode this week, it was called What Now? And she just talks about, you know, in those points in your life where you're thinking what's now or what's not now, and even what's next. And there's a lot of things happening right now in life, in your life, in my life. And as I look to summer, we're going to be gone most of the summer. Our adult children will be here taking care of the house and navigating their lives without us being right there. And that's something that will be different for all of us in the what now, what next. And my goal this summer was to just, like I said, store up those memories, store up that rest. And so I decided today that I am going to take the summer off from the regular podcast. I will not be putting out Thursday episodes until I go back to school, and I go back to school at the end of July. I will continue with the Sunday editions with the Psalm Sunday. If you've not listened to those, it's just a short psalm. Read the psalm for the week and a short prayer. But my what now is focusing on myself and my husband and rest, and then learning to navigate assisting adult children in their life without being the one that makes the decisions. That's my what now, what not now, and what next that Emily was talking about in her podcast. I know many of my friends are in this same season of watching their adult children learn to navigate life. And then try to figure out what our role is in that, with guidance, but without allowing them to make their own decisions, to have their own successes and failures, with helping but without enabling. So as I'm learning to navigate that better, and I know some of you are learning to navigate that better, I do recommend through the lens of the What Now, What Next, if you want to go listen to that podcast by Emily P. Freeman, The Next Right Thing, episode 278. And then I will just close today's episode with a prayer for our summer. Dear Heavenly Father, I am right here at the beginning of summer. This Thursday is like my first full week of summer. And for months and months, I've been talking about the rest that I want to occur in these 9 weeks. The rest in my body and the rest of my spirit. As each of us, Lord, are going through these 9 weeks of summer, I know there's people listening that are still working. They're not teachers. They don't get the summer break we do. But I just ask that during this time of summer that they can feel your presence, that they can have a rest over their lives, that the activities that they do bring joy, and that they bring strength, and they help them store up for those fall and winter seasons we know will be coming ahead. As I move through these 9 weeks, Lord, I just ask you to continue to bless me, my family, and my listeners. And I will continue to share your word each week through your Psalms. In your precious name, I praise you. So we'll be moving into summer. I will come back into your ears on Thursday episodes at the end of July. And I will recap some of the things I've learned and what I have felt over this summer was my what now and what next. I'll see you on Sundays. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.